Good morning, my friends. Good morning, my podcast family. It's the homie J.A. reporting to you on this crisp, crisp Tuesday morning from Cusco, Peru, the land of the ancient Incas. Sitting here on my balcony overlooking the city, phone in hand, making this podcast episode for you. How are you? How are you? It's been some time.
I hope the background noises don't distract you too much. We got some birds chirping. We got sirens. We got the mountains in view with clouds just passing through me. It'd be cool in the future for podcast episodes. Like, you'd be listening and the image would just pop on the screen, right? And then I could like come in with my voice in a different way. The future of podcasting. What do you think? What do you think? I think it's possible. What about like podcasting with like a VR experience? So like you had these goggles on and you were like listening to me talk, but I was showing you like what I'm seeing. I was like drawing things on the board, but it wasn't like a video, but it was still a podcast. I don't know, just thoughts I think about early in the morning. But anyway, sitting here overlooking my balcony, wanted to make this episode for you because I love talking, man, and I love sharing. And I hope that when you listen to my voice and to my episodes that you learn and you grow something. I have no idea where this podcast will go, but I will continue to make content. And maybe it leads into something completely different. But all I know is that I'm able to give you great messages, get better, and that you would receive some sort of value that can help you in your day. And that's what I want, man. That's what I want. I think that's what we all want. We come alive, and I know I was alluding to this on the last episode, in the video episode on Spotify. We come alive when we create and we serve, man. We come alive when we create and we serve. It's something like we tap into our God conscious, you know, the ultimate creator, the ultimate servant, if you will, right? We tap into something spiritual when we go into creation and service. And so sometimes, like, I don't know, I was like finishing my coffee, getting some morning reading, and I was like, feeling a little, and I was like, make a podcast. But you know, you don't want to do that because you just want to be like, I don't feel like working, and that's work. And then I was like, you know what, Jay? It brings you joy, and it's creating things, and it's helping others. And I tell that to you, and again, like alluding back to the former episode, like when you feel low energy, when you feel down, because you will today or tomorrow or the day after, and negative, it sounds so unappealing to go create and serve. That's like the last thing you want to do. But it's actually what's going to make you feel more alive. It's going to be what makes you feel better. It's not going to be cuddling in your bed or eating something. That's going to temporarily make you feel better. But then the void is going to come back. What heals the void, what takes away the emptiness, what gets you into free flow is creating and serving. So here I am making this episode for you. Been here since Thursday of last week. It's Tuesday, February, what is that, 20th? Yeah, coming into Pisces season. And I don't know if you guys are into signs, but I find them so fascinating. I don't even know how true it is, but I love Pisces people, Cancer people, and Scorpio people, because we are the water signs. And my father's a Gemini, my mom's an Aquarius. I have a large attraction towards Capricorn women, Taurus guys I fuck with, and I don't know, Libra girls always break my heart. I don't know, I just see so many patterns within within astrology. But nonetheless, guys, coming into Pisces season. And I got here on Thursday, and I'm going to be here for 2 weeks, so till next Thursday. And then I'm supposed to fly back to Miami. I always say that. It's awful. Like, I have a legit ticket, and I'm like, I'm supposed to. And it's like, I just cancel shit or move shit. It's a travel addiction issue. But I think I'll go back, guys. It's been 3 months I've been out, and I think I'll go back. I dread the feeling of being back. Not when I get back, because it's always euphoric, but like a week after that, and I'm like, but I've said this before, like, you need to be content in one place, and I know it's time to draw roots in one place. So yeah, this is my last hoorah, If I do change anything, it'll be just like staying in Lima, Peru a little longer and visit family and then go back to Miami. But other than that, I'm not going to be going to any other countries. Don't worry. You heard it here first. In the future, we'll travel again. Yesterday, I was touring around the city and going to different sites and seeing things. And after a workout, of course, because we got priorities out here. And when I got home, I was laying on my bed and I was just like, you know, when you're single, guys, and, you know, you don't really have a lot of priorities like a family or mortgage payment or things like that. Like you have a lot of freedom, and with freedom comes like boredom and idleness, and you can have a lot to do as a single man traveling the world. There's a lot of things to do to fill up your time, but there does come a point, like usually in the evening after like 8 till midnight, where it's like you don't want to work, right? Because you just did all that and physical work. And so what you want is like community. What you want is like a feeling of like companionship. This is true for all single men, and I assume women. I don't know them as well, like what they feel like that, but you want to be around people that you love. And when you're single and you're traveling abroad, those hours, like, you got to have roommates and like people to like to talk to or build puzzles. And so I made a couple of friends here, but last night I was like just by myself and it was raining outside, and I was like, fuck. And so usually when I get to that place, I go back to my central message, create and serve, because that'll make you feel better. So I did that. And then I was going to post on my Instagram, and I was like, nah, I was going to do like a question series, and I was like, nah, like, let's do something new. So I started a broadcast channel on my Instagram, and I've seen these like from other creators and influencers. Like, they make these channels and they send out like whatever they want to send out, business related or updates or pictures or cute like quotes or stuff like that. So I thought, you know what, let me make one of these. And in this channel, I'm going to give some exclusive content to people that fuck with me, that vibe with me, that like me. It's going to have podcast vibes. But I tell you that for a couple of things. First off, if you do follow me on Instagram, jump in that channel. It's going to have the JA podcast vibes, but I'm just going to be like, it's going to be different, like creative. Like, I'm just going to be trying shit, writing shit and speaking and tidbits. You know, with the podcast, it's a lot longer. You can talk a lot longer, but these audios are like 1 minute little nuggets of wisdom or truth or hope to help you. So if you do follow me on Instagram, or if you're not following me on Instagram, follow me there. And I'm going to go deeper in this broadcast channel that I made. And I'm going to send out my first, I sent out an audio last night, but I'm going to send out some written words today. And the other reason I bring that up, guys, is again pushing you to try something, to create something. I feel it on my heart that like some of you listening are creators like me, and you don't really create. You know, I was talking to a girl, a friend, like a couple weeks ago, and she was telling me how like when she was younger, she loved to like paint and draw and do things, and then she had this voice from her parents and society that told her like, you don't make money doing that shit. in a nice, innocent, clean, parent loving way, that's what they told her. So you might as well stop doing these things that you find joy in and find a career that makes you money. I mean, how common is that line? Maybe that's been spoken to you as a man or as a woman, like, where you had this thing that you loved, and then someone that you love tells you, but it don't make no money. And when you're young, or when you're new, or when you realize that it's not bringing in profit, you turn your back on it and you quit it. And so what you're saying with those actions is, I pursue things that bring me income. And if I can match that with things I love, then it's good. But if I can't, then fuck it. And it's like, no. Like, why can't you do things that produce no income and that bring you joy? Guys, when you tap into that creative side and that art-filled side, it's better than making money. You know that, right? It, when money hits your bank account, there's a joy there, right? But then what? You feel like you got options? You feel like you can do shit? Even if the money came to you, you're still going to need to find joy. Don't you get it? And so you equate like higher amounts of money with higher amounts of joy. That's not fucking true. That's not fucking true. Joy doesn't understand money. Don't you get that? Fulfillment and satisfaction doesn't understand currency and dollars. They can overlap. There's a lot of things you can pay a lot of money for that will bring you the joy, but it does not guarantee that. And making more money or having more money does not guarantee more joy and more satisfaction. Pursuing the things that bring your innate soul joy and satisfaction is what will bring joy and satisfaction. And sometimes those things have nothing to do with money. Me making a broadcast channel and taking like 30 minutes to write some art and poetry for you and putting it into a broadcast channel pays me nothing but brings me more joy than if I made $100. Don't you get it? Don't you see? And so I'm telling you the story of this girl because she was like, yeah, like I'm working and I made money and I, you know, and I had a career and I got married, but I just feel like I'm not fucking like tapping into like my happiness, my joy. And like, and then what happens to women and men like this is then they go find like these hobbies and do these things. And then, but they're neglecting like what really brings them joy, or they get caught up in spending and then they waste their money, or, you know, all these different traps you can go down. But there is a side of your soul that knows what brings it joy. There is a side of you. And someone squashed those dreams and someone said it wasn't going to be profitable or some shit like that. And you stopped it. But man, I know for me, when I write and when I speak, I tap in. And that's my art. I'm not a painter. I'm not a builder. I suck at building shit from IKEA. Like, I'm just not good at that stuff. But when I'm in flow, when I'm tapping into my words, when I'm writing and trying and scratching and erasing and building with my language, I feel good, guys. I feel good. And it's better than making money. It really is. I've made money. It's not what brings me the joy. I've lost money. It's not what brings me the joy. It has nothing to do with these currency issues, man. These currency issues. Tap back into what brings the joy. It might not bring you any money, guys, but wouldn't you rather be happy? Would you rather be like, I don't want to say broke, but like make less money and be more happy, or make more money and be less happy? Do you get me? What would you rather have? Everyone would rather say they'd rather take less money and have more joy. You wouldn't say like, I'd rather have more money and have less joy, because the ultimate purpose of it all is joy. Don't you get it? I hope you're understanding me, guys. I hope you're really feeling me right now. And I think about this girl and I think about you and I'm like, are you guys really tapping into that soul joy-filled side of your life? Are you actually content at 3:01 p.m.? Like, do you have joy and peace within yourself at 9:47 in the morning? Or are you like, you know, that restless angst of life that's predicated on money and success? You know what I'm saying? Come back home, guys, to that artist within yourself. What brings you joy, man? What brings you joy? Money will always take care of itself. You and your family are not going to end up on the street in a cardboard box, as the old slogan says. That's not going to happen to you, okay? You're fine. It's not going to happen. But you know what will happen? Is you go through this life and you're unhappy. And that shit fucking sucks. You go through this life and you feel like you're not tapping into your soul and your heartbeat. And you're not the artist you were made to be, the artist that God made you to be, the creator, the leader, the servant. That shit sucks. That shit sucks. And then you have to justify it in the end when you're 72. Find some story and narrative to attach yourself to so you don't feel that bad about yourself. Fuck that. Find it now, guys. Find the joy now. Find the passion now. What is it? It doesn't have to cost anything. What brings you? What brings you the happiness? Where do you feel free at? Come back to the artist. Maybe you got a journal like me and find it out. Maybe you spend some quiet time. Maybe you need to ask your parents. Ask people you love. When do you see me the happiest? When did you see me the happiest? What was I doing? I asked my mom that. She was like, Justin, you used to go into your room and play Legos for like 2 hours and you were by yourself and you looked so happy in your own little world building things.
I suck at building now, but I know what I was trying to do. I was like following my heartbeat. I was creating. I was in my world. I was in my flow. I was in my zone. And I took that truth and applied it to what I love now. You have a story, guys. You have an artist in you. You have a creator in you. Find it. Tap into it. That's where the joy is at. That's where the real, real happiness and fulfillment is at. That's where the peace is at, and that's where the love is at. Don't be like some of us that we find out later. Find out now. Find out now and pursue it wholeheartedly. Let it call you. You have it. Be found. That is it for today from the balcony of Cusco, Peru, with a spiritual Incan Machu Picchu message for you. Think about the Incas, man. Think about the Incas. They were just building this beautiful, beautiful Machu Picchu every day for hundreds of years. Just creating art from the land as a sacrifice to above. Yeah, that's exactly what they were doing. All right, my friends, I shall talk to you on the next podcast. Much love.